Hello, and thank you for having me here tonight at the Monday's Tech Talk Live event. Tonight, we're going to talk about various ways you can record Skype conversations. My name is Rick Harmon, and you may remember me here. I was on Tech Talk back in late 2006, where I did a presentation on the Hamilton Beach talking microwave oven. You might also know me from the various mailing lists I'm on. I'm on dozens of different mailing lists. And you also may know me from my other podcasts that I've done on Blind Cool Tech. And you might also know me from my website, where I do all my podcasting now and all my tutorials and demonstrations, that's the Blind Geek Zone. So, what we're going to do here tonight is we're going to talk about various ways of recording Skype conversations. I'm going to show you some things that will work, some things that won't work. I'm going to show you some low-tech ways to do this, and I'm going to show you some high-tech ways to do this. What I'll start with first is just simply show you how you can record Skype conversations using nothing more than either a sound recording program and a microphone, if you want to record on the PC, or if you only have a pocket voice recorder. I'll show you, simply how you can do it there and get the best, that you can get doing it that way as well. Then what we'll do is we'll try GoldWave, which is an audio editor, and we will see if we can get it to record our Skype conversations. Then next, I'll show you a program called Pamela, which is free, and I'll show you some of the things in it related to recording Skype conversations. And then finally, and what I will talk about the most, and what I'll show you the most, is a program called CallBurner. And at this time, CallBurner probably is the best way overall to record Skype conversations. It's not real cheap, it's $49.99, but like I said, it's by far the best program out there at this point, to record the Skype conversations. So, without further ado, let's get started. Okay, what we're doing here is going to be a very simple, very low-tech way of recording a Skype conversation. This is as simple as you can get. What I have here is an Olympus WS320 digital voice recorder with an external microphone hooked up to it. What I'm going to do now is I'm simply going to place a test call to Skype, and we're recording this.
Mute button connected dot dot dot. Ring it dot dot dot.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is a test. Testing this Skype conversation recording. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is a test. Testing this Skype conversation recording. Testing, testing, testing.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your
Okay, sound. Call ended.
Okay, and I ended the call.
Skype test call online. Call me to test your sound speed dial 99.
And it's that simple. Okay, what I'm going to show you here next is using the PC to record a Skype conversation. If you have a card like the Sound Blaster, Odyssey, or other sound cards that have a what you hear or stereo mix or recording method option, you can use Goldwave and other audio editing programs as well to record your Skype calls. And this will work actually in ways even better than CallBurner if you can actually get it to work. And sometimes that's easier said than done. Just basically depends on your sound card and sound card drivers, you know, and how well everything plays together. But what I'm going to show you here in this little demonstration is I will show you how to record with Skype using Goldwave. And also at the same time, you'll be able to hear what else is going on the PC, which is something you can't do currently with CallBurner. So, I have Goldwave running. I'm recording. And I'm going to press F11 here.
Control properties, volume tab.
And this will take us into the control properties.
Visual tab, device tab.
And we need to arrow over to the device tab.
Tab, device, combo box 2, SB Audigy 2 Audio 8800.
And we need to arrow down to where it says recording device.
Tab, quality, combo box, tab, edit, 0 points, tab, alternative playback initialization, check out, tab, device, combo box 2, SB Audigy 2 Audio 8800.
And mine's just saying device, but I know here on the second combo box that it's the recording device. Yours should actually say recording device.
2, SB Audigy 2 Audio 8800.
Here you select your sound card. And mine is the Odyssey, so I'll select that.
Shift tab, shift tab, shift tab, shift tab, device, shift tab, device tab.
And I need to go back up to my tabs.
Visual tab, volume tab.
Go to my volume tab now.
Tab, volume, device, combo box, SB Odyssey 2 Audio 8800.
Make sure you're set to your sound card, and we are.
Tab, MIDI synth edit, 65, tab, MIDI synth, select checkbox not checked. Tab, what you hear edit, 50.
And we go to what you hear, or stereo mix, however your card presents it.
Tab, what you hear, select checkbox checked.
And I have it checked, and I have a recording level set.
Tab, /PDIF, tab, 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 analog mix lin, so tab, microphone edit, 40. Tab, microphone, so tab, wave edit, 80. Tab, wave, select tab, OK button.
Go to OK.
Enter, gold wave.
You are in the sound window, use Alt plus Shift plus S or F3 to start.
Alt tab, Skype trademark Garmin 928, Skype trademark Garmin 928.
And we need to make one change in Skype. So we need to go to the tools menu.
Alt key, menu bar, options, dot, dot, dot.
Go to options.
Leaving menus. General settings, general set, audio settings.
Need to arrow down to audio settings.
Microphone combo box, SB Audigy 2 Audio 8800.
Make sure Skype has your correct microphone set.
Recording level left right slider, 0%. Let Skype adjust my audio settings, checkbox not checked.
Now what we need to change here is the let Skype adjust the audio settings. By default it's checked. As you could hear here, it's not checked. We want to make sure it's not checked so Skype doesn't override anything.
Escape, Skype trademark Garmin 928, Skype test call online, call me to test your sound speed, dial 99.
Okay, and as I said, we're recording right now with Goldwave, so I'm going to make this Skype test call. And while I'm recording my voice, I'm also going to hit my keys on the keyboard, and I'm going to make Jaws say a few things. And we'll see if it picks this all up on the playback. So, I'm going to hit enter here.
Mute button connecting dot dot dot. Ringing dot dot dot.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Mute button.
Testing, testing. This is a test to see how our Skype recording is going.
Mute button.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Mute button.
Testing, testing. This is a test to see how our Skype recording is going.
Mute button.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
Call ended.
Okay, and our call ended.
Skype test call online. Call me to test your sound.
As you heard the playback, you could hear my voice and you could hear Skype or not Skype, but JAWS as well. So this is something that currently CallBurner can't do, but usually it's quite hard to get the sound card and Skype and everything to just cooperate just so to do it this way. Now, I'm using Goldwave, as I said, but you could use any sound recording program you wanted. And there are a couple of free ones like WavePad and Audacity. So, literally, if you can pull this off and you can get your sound card and Skype and the what you hear or stereo mix methods to work correctly, you could conceivably record Skype conversations and everything you're doing on the PC for free. And this is one of the few times that I've actually got this to work right, so it's taken me a lot of playing around to even get it to work, but as you could see, it did work. Okay, next we're going to talk about another program that you can use to do Skype conversations with, and it is called Pamela. Pamela can be downloaded from http://www.pamela-systems.com. There are several different versions of Pamela, from a basic version that is free, has some limitations. You can only record conversations for 15 minutes. There are some other abilities that it can't do, but it's a good version to download just to play with, so you can see what's going on with it. There are other versions that, there are two other higher versions that do more things, drop the restrictions, and you can look at the website for pricing on those. One of the things Pamela does, as I said, is Skype conversation recording. It also can do voicemail for Skype, and the free version actually does a good job at that, where if you're not around, Pamela will actually answer for you, record a message from the person, and then save it to the hard drive so you can listen to it. The problem with Pamela that I'm going to show you here is that it's not overly accessible. There were some scripts developed for it by the late Debbie Scales at the JFW Lite website, but unfortunately they don't appear to work. They were for an earlier version of Pamela. The newest version is 3.5 point something, and there's a 4.0 coming out, I guess, as well. The problem I had is when I brought Pamela up today, it told me there was an update, and I went to download it, and it only downloads a small portion of it, so wasn't able to put the newer version on. So unfortunately, I'll only be able to show you the version I currently have here, so I don't know if the 3.5 or the 4.0 versions are any more or less accessible. But I'll show you what I have here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, app. P. Pamela 1941.
Okay, and then I'm going to bring Pamela up now.
Enter. Pamela dialog. Below you will have the ability to directly configure the various options in Pamela. Text reply button. Check for update dialog. New Pamela version is available. Left bracket. Pamela basic 3.5.0.58. Right bracket. Do you want to download it? Okay button. Escape.
And I'm going to escape out of that because we weren't able to do that.
Pamela.
But what I'm in here is a configuration box that comes up with Pamela. And I'll tab through here briefly.
Tab. Voice messaging button. Tab. Call recording button. Tab. Don't show the start assistant when starting Pamela. Checkbox not checked. Tab. Close assistant button. Tab. Text reply button. Tab. Voice messaging button.
And this is just basically where you can set some options. I'm going to take you in here quickly just to...
Tab. Call recording button.
The call recording.
Space. Call recording dialog. General page. Call recording general. Enable call recording. Maximum call recording time. Left parent minutes. Right parent colon 15. Enable call record warning message and beep call recording. English 5 of 36.
Now this dialog isn't 100% readable and accessible, but I'll tab through it.
Tab. Reset the default. Tab. Reset page to default. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Enable call recording. Checkbox checked. Enable call recording. Checkbox checked.
You can enable or disable the call recording. We want to make sure that it's enabled.
Tab, call recording general, enable call recording, maximum call recording time, left parent, minutes, right parent, colon, enable call record warning message. 15:1:1.
And this next is for the how many minutes you want to be able to record for. It limits you to 15. And then we can tab again.
Tab, enable call record warning message and beep checkbox not checked.
You can enable call warnings, you know, to warn the other side they're being recorded. You can enable or disable. By default, it's off.
Tab, open call recording folder, ... button.
You can open your call recording folder here.
Tab, set up call recording folder, ... button.
Or we can set it up.
Tab, call recording general, enable call recording, maximum call recording, Espanol. English.
This is our language.
Tab, reset the default messages button. Tab, reset page to defaults button. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, enable call recording checkbox checked.
And we're back around.
Call recording general, enable call recording mic.
And that's about all. We can basically set it up here. And this is basically set up to function. So I'm going to
Shift tab, cancel button.
Cancel out
space,
of this.
Call recording button. Tab, don't show the start tab, close assistant button.
And I'm going to close the assistant portion.
Space, Pamela for Skype trademark.
Now we're actually to the Pamela program itself.
Pamela for Skype trademark dash online, Skype trademark dash online, no active call.
And if you hit your status, which is, you know, you insert page down, it'll read the status. We can get to the menus.
File, view, tools, help, file, view, tools.
And we, you know, we can go through all this. This part is accessible enough.
Menu options.
O.
Change language submenu.
C.
Rich mood editor.
R.
Show emotion sounds player.
S.
Start custom recording.
S.
Options.
O.
And here's some of our options.
Voicemails.
V.
Here's our view menu. You can tell it what you want to see.
Skype voicemails.
S.
Skype recordings checked.
S.
Custom recordings.
C.
Birthday notification.
B.
Toolbar checked.
E.
Text on toolbar checked.
E.
Show options toolbar checked.
E.
Always show call toolbar checked.
A.
Open my Skype account ...
O.
We go to the file menu and it's basically you can open Skype or close Pamela.
Close.
C.
Open my Skype account ...
O.
Online help ...
O.
In the help menu.
Online tutorial ...
O.
And you can get some online help, online tutorials.
Visit Pamela website ...
V.
Go to the Pamela website.
Configuration wizard submenu.
C.
Go into the configuration wizard.
Start assistant ...
S.
Open my Skype account ...
Oh.
Online visit configuration wizard submenu.
C.
Start assistant ...
S.
And that's
configuration wizard submenu.
C.
Recommend Pamela to a friend ...
R.
Buy Pamela now.
B.
Check for update.
C.
About.
A.
Online help ...
Oh.
Escape leaving menus. Escape.
But unfortunately, this is where accessibility to Pamela ends. There's a screen here that we can't tab through. But I can go through the JAWS cursor with you.
JAWS to PC. Pamela for Skype trademark, minimize symbol, maximize symbol, close symbol. File view tools help. Voicemail, Skype recordings, custom recordings, birthday notification, active call recording sound.
And we have a panel here that will show us all of our recordings, birthdays, things like that, that Pamela is capable of tracking. But you can't get to it without using the JAWS cursor.
End call transfer, show emotion sounds, player start recording, stop recording.
There's some of our buttons to start, stop recording, end call, things like that.
Scroll up symbol, Skype recordings, my message center, header bar Skype name slash new ... header bar full name, header bar status, voicemails colon 5 left parent 5 right parent, Skype voicemails colon 0, Skype recordings colon 0, custom recordings colon 0.
And you can click on some of this stuff with the JAWS cursor, and you can manage to make it work. I can use it for voicemail pretty well.
Birthday notification colon 0, quick settings, notifications, answering machine, auto chat reply, call recording, corner eye conference call recordings checkbox not checked, birthday notification, scroll down symbol, Pamela for Skype trademark dash online, Skype trademark dash online, no active call resize symbol.
And we're at the bottom.
PC.
What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to tab over to Skype.
Alt tab, gold wave, alt tab, Skype trademark dash Armin 928, Skype trademark dash Armin 9, Skype test call online, call me.
And we're going to try and call the Skype test call center. And I'll show you here the problem you run into with Pamela.
Mute button connecting dot dot dot. Ringing dot dot dot.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please
record get an indicator here.
Afterwards, your message will be played back to
Pamela
you.
Pamela wants to start recording, and unfortunately it doesn't. So, you know, that's one of our problems. You can't get the program to even start recording, unfortunately. And there's Skype acting up.
All page down. Call ended.
So I'll end that call. But as I was saying, you get a dialogue that comes up. I have seen the dialogue before. It asks you if you want to start recording the call. And unfortunately, you know, that part of it doesn't appear to be accessible. Some people say they have made Pamela work with Skype. But I haven't had a whole lot of luck with it myself.
Skype test call online. Call me to test your sound speed. Dial 99.
Okay, close that off. But like I said, some people have been able to make it work. It is
hello from Amandine-Sexy Webcam. Hide options button. Do you know this person? If not, please consider carefully whether.
That's nice. Okay.
Okay button. Decide later but decline button. Space. Skype trademark dash Armin 920.
Yeah, okay. Get rid of them. Obviously don't want that. Like I said, I've been able to make Pamela work okay as a voicemail. And it'll also, if you're not around, it'll auto-reply to chats and things like that saying you're not around. So it does have some usefulness, actually, if anybody wants to play with it. But so far, I haven't had much luck at making it work as a Skype conversation recorder. So here's one of the things that, you know, we kind of can't get to work. People have contacted Pamela Systems, and they don't seem to be overly interested in making the program accessible. Most people said they won't even contact them back to even talk about it. So, you know, that's kind of sad because the program can do a lot. There's a lot of different things it can do, and, you know, it would be nice to be able to have it. And it would be well worth the money if it was accessible. And, you know, we could use it. Okay, now we're going to cover CallBurner. CallBurner is from a company called Netralia, and CallBurner can be downloaded by going to http://www.callburner.com. You can download the CallBurner install program from there. CallBurner is free. And I'm not real clear on how this goes, but it's free to anybody that has CallBurner and they call another CallBurner person on Skype. That is free, no charge. I guess if you're calling other Skype users that don't have CallBurner, then I guess it's not free. Skype in, Skype out is not free. Skype conferencing, the recording of those calls is free if at least one member is a CallBurner user. And not real sure how this goes. This is kind of new to me. When I originally did my reviews of CallBurner back on June of 2007 on my website and on main menu a little bit later. That, I don't believe, was the case. It's kind of weird, but CallBurner, if you buy it, it's $49.95. That entitles you to 1 year of free updates to the program. What CallBurner does is it's a recording program that records Skype conversations. This is very easy to use, very accessible. Records your conversations directly to MP3. It has the capability of separating your conversations to an individual file for each side of the conversation. I can turn Skype voicemails into MP3 files. Has all kinds of statistics, as we'll see, while you're recording. And it allows you to easily find your files and play them back. It, you know, keeps all the recordings in a Skype, or not a Skype, but a call burner folder in my documents, and groups them by date. So, let's bring call burner up here.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer.
And I'm going to hit insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog, list box, Skype left parent, do not disturb right pair, JAWS for Windows, AVG free at call burner.
And I'm going to arrow down to call burner.
Enter context menu, accessibility submenu.
In call burner, we have an accessibility menu.
Show call details dot dot dot.
Yes.
This will allow us to show call details while Skype is up.
Quit.
And we have a quit. Very simple.
Accessibility submenu.
Now, out of the box, accessibility for call burner is not turned on. So if we go in here.
Screen reader compatibility.
Yes.
And it's a toggle. It doesn't have a check or anything. It just says screen reader compatibility. By default, it's off. If you select it, it toggles to on. Select it again, toggles to off. What you have to do is once you set this, then you'll have to get out of call burner and back in for the options to take effect. So this was something that Netralia did early on with call burner. Daryl Shandro and others contacted them asking Netralia to make call burner accessible, and Netralia was happy to do this, and so now the program is quite accessible. Well, let's go back.
Accessibility submenu, show call details dot dot dot.
Yes.
Now this show call details actually is a submenu, so if I hit
enter, leaving menus, context menu, accessibility submenu.
A.
Oops.
Show call details dot dot dot.
Yes.
Enter, leaving menus, finished call with echo 123 call burner.
It brings up our call details, but also what it does is our options and stuff is buried in here. So I'm just going to get started here and kind of show you some of the options of call burner.
Skype trademark dash Armin 900.
Let's see here.
Finish call with echo 123 dash call burner. Tab, edit, outgoing Skype voice app, call recording tab, call recording tab.
Okay, we're in our call recording tab.
Tab, play button.
Alt plus P.
And this allows us to play the recording we've done. I just did a Skype test call here prior to starting of recording of this segment, just to make sure everything was behaving well.
Tab, show notes button.
Alt plus N.
Show notes button.
Alt plus N.
You can make notes of your call. I guess this is a text file. And these could be associated with your various calls. And this is where you can show the notes to it.
Tab, hide details button.
Alt plus D.
Hide details button.
Alt plus D.
We can hide the details here. This will close this dialog.
Tab. Tab, edit outgoing Skype voice call. Tab, call recording tab. Stats tab.
And we have, if I arrow around here on the tabs, we have a stats tab.
Tab, file size, colon. Tab, 150 KB. Tab, recording health, colon. Tab, N slash A.
And this is telling us about the call that was recorded. It'll tell us the file size. While we're recording, it will give us a health status of how the connection is doing.
Tab, time elapsed, colon. Tab, 0 o'clock, 38.
And it was a 38-second call. This will update as you're recording, so you could go in here, see how long your call has elapsed.
Tab, time recorded, colon. Tab, 0 o'clock, 00. Tab, seconds dropped, colon. Tab, 0 left parent, 0 slash 0 right parent.
Tells us how many seconds of our call was dropped.
Tab, seconds behind, colon. Tab, 0.
Yeah, and this would indicate lag or latency of a call while we were recording. You could check this to see if the connection is lagged.
Tab buffer percent full colon. Tab 2%.
This will show the buffer status. I guess the lower the number, the better you are on your recording.
Tab bat colon. Tab 0/0.
Not sure what that is.
Tab trim colon. Tab 0/0.
Nor that.
Tab left parent 1568/844 right parent. Tab. Tab edit outgoing Skype voice call. Tab stats tab.
Okay, we're back up to our tabs.
Previous calls tab.
We'll go in here.
Tab expand button.
Alt plus X.
Tab list box. Outgoing contact colon echo 123 duration colon 38 seconds date and time colon 2/18/2008/1/12/27 p.m.
And this will give us a list of previous calls that we've made, when they were made, how long they were, who they were to, who they were from. And right now there's only one.
Outgoing contact colon echo 123 duration colon 38 seconds date and time colon 2/18/2008/1/12/27 p.m. 1 of 2.
And it says 1 of 2.
Outgoing contact colon echo 123.
And I'm only getting to this one, but I've used this before and I know it works. I think it's incorrectly telling us this, that there's two here when there's only one.
Tab. Tab edit outgoing Skype voice tab. Previous calls tab. Options tab.
Okay, now we are to our options tab.
Tab configure ... button.
Alt plus C.
And I'll tab around here just to show you what's in here and then I'll talk a little bit about it.
Tab, check for updates, ... button.
Alt plus U.
You can check for updates. The last one was configure. We can configure. I'll go in there momentarily.
Tab, purchase /activate call burner button.
Alt plus P.
And this is where you would enter your code if you purchase call burner. And, you know, if you're using it free now, then once you purchase it, you can go here and put your code in.
Tab, purchase Skype credit, ... button.
Alt plus S.
Here you can purchase Skype credit.
Tab. Tab, edit outgoing Skype voice call. Tab, options, tab. Tab, configure ... button.
Alt plus C.
Now let's go into the configure.
Space, options, general tab. Tab, start call burner when I start Windows checkbox checked.
Alt plus B.
We can tell call burner to start when we start Windows, and by default this is checked. You don't necessarily have to do this.
Tab, start minimize checkbox not checked.
Alt plus M.
You can start minimized.
Tab, show call window whenever a call starts, checkbox checked.
Alt plus H.
Whenever we place a call out from Skype, the call burner window will automatically come up, and then we can get information from there, and this tells us to bring it up automatically.
Show call window whenever a call starts, checkbox checked.
And that's checked.
Tab, hide call window whenever a call finishes, checkbox not checked.
Alt plus D.
We could configure it that when the call is finished, the box would hide automatically. And that's unchecked.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, general tab. Recording tab.
Okay, now we'll go into our recording tab.
Tab, start recording automatically when each call starts, checkbox checked.
Alt plus H.
We can record automatically whenever a call starts.
Tab, record all voices, radio button checked.
Alt plus A.
And this is a radio button. We can record all.
Record my voice only, radio button checked.
Alt plus M.
My voice only.
Record all voices, radio button checked.
Alt plus A.
Or all voices.
Tab, record all voices, radio button checked.
Alt plus A.
Record my voice only, radio. Record all voices, radio. Record my voice only, radio button checked.
Alt plus B.
And,
Tab, browse ... button.
Alt plus B.
Let's see here. This is a little funky.
JAWS to PC. Folder to store recordings in colon group box.
Okay, there's our, that is for the folder to store recordings in, and there's a browse button there.
Bullet record all voices radio button check quarter circle record quarter circle red Skype to Skype Skype out and Skype in.
Okay, Skype to Skype, Skype out, and Skype in. We have the choice of recording only my side or all sides.
Check mark start recording automatically when each call starts checkbox checked. Skype to Skype Skype out and Skype in.
So it wasn't reading that very well.
PC.
Go back to the PC cursor.
Tab, edit, C colon / documents and settings / RIC / my documents / call burner / conversations.
And this is where we're currently holding our conversations. It's in my documents and then under call burner and conversations.
Tab, ACM radio button checked.
Alt plus C.
JAWS to PC. Advanced recording options group box.
This is our advanced recordings group box.
PC.
Our advanced recording options.
ACM radio button check 2 of 2. Read only, edit, read only. PC. Read only, edit, read only. Tab, OK button. Shift tab, read only, edit, read only. Shift tab, store raw audio in addition to the audio recorded in the format above. Checkbox not checked.
Alt plus double. Alt.
Shift tab, change dot 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 button.
Alt plus A. Alt.
Shift tab, read only, edit, read only. MPEG layer dash 3. Shift tab, ACM radio button checked.
Alt plus C.
Okay, that jumped around a little bit. Let me bounce back up here.
Shift tab, edit, C colon backslash documents and settings backslash.
Okay, that's where we're putting our files.
Tab, ACM radio button checked.
Alt plus C.
This is our advanced recording options.
Tab, read only, edit, read only. MPEG layer dash 3 colon 32 K bit slash S 24,000 HZ mono.
And this is our options. It's MP3, 32 K bits per second mono.
Read only, edit, read only. MPEG layer dash 3 colon 32 K bit slash S 24,000 HZ mono.
24,000 for the sample rate. That can be changed, I believe.
Tab, change dot 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 button.
Alt
yeah,
plus H.
And then we have our change button here.
Tab, store raw audio in addition to the audio recorded in the format above. Checkbox not checked.
Alt plus W.
And then in addition, we could record, or we could store the recorded raw audio, the ACM format audio as well. Most likely you don't need to do that, I wouldn't guess, but you have the option to do so if you need to.
Tab, read only, edit, read only. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, recording tab.
Okay, and that's the only two tabs here, so I can escape out.
Escape, finished call with echo 123-call burner, configure dot 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 button.
Alt plus U.
And I'm back at my configure button.
Tab, check for updates dot 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 button.
Alt plus U.
Tab, purchase slash active tab, purchase tab. Tab, edit outgoing Skype voice call. Tab, options tab. Help tab.
And then we have a help tab.
Tab, browse on dash line help dot 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 button.
Alt plus B.
And you can get online help.
Tab, about call burner dot 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 button.
Alt plus A.
And you can get about, which will give you the version of call burner that you're currently using.
Tab, contact support dot 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 button.
Alt plus C.
If you need to contact technical support, you can click here and get that information.
Tab. Tab, edit outgoing Skype voice call. Tab, help tab.
Okay. And basically that is all there is to configuring and going through the interface. It's very, very simple. So let's go over to Skype.
Alt tab, Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Skype trademark dash Armin 928. Skype test call online. Call me to test your sound speed dial 99.
Now, if I go in here and make a test call, you'll hear the call burner dialog come up once the call starts. And then we can look around there real quick.
Mute button, connecting dot dot dot, ringing dot dot dot.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards,
call
your message will be played back to
call
you.
Burner. Call with echo 123-call burner. Help tab. Tab. Browse on dash line. Help dot 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 button.
Alt plus alt.
Shift tab. Help tab.
Okay.
Options tab. Previous calls. Stats tab. Tab. File size colon. Tab. 38 KB. Tab. Recording health colon 123-call burner. Help tab.
Good.
Tab. Browse on dash line. Help dot 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 button.
Alt plus alt.
Shift tab. Help tab.
It's kind of echoing
options,
back
tab,
to
previous
us,
calls,
so
stats,
wasn't
tab,
able to
tab,
show you that very
colon.
Quick.
Tab.
But,
Alt tab, Skype trademark dash Armin 900, alt page down, call ended.
Me and that call.
Alt tab, finished call with echo 123-call burner.
And unfortunately with the Skype test call, I wasn't able to go in and show you the status. But if you're on a longer call than that, of course, you can go here into the...
Shift tab, recording, shift tab, 141, shift tab, file size, colon, shift tab, stats tab.
And your stats tab.
Call recording tab. Tab, play button.
Alt plus P.
And then you can play this back.
Space, play recorded
call,
hello, stop button.
Welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back.
Space, finish call with echo 1.
And I'll stop that. That's kind of feeding back. Just due to the fact that I'm using call burner and Goldwave at the same time. So that doesn't normally do that. Let me Try and bring up another one.
Shift tab, call recording tab, stats tab, previous calls tab. Tab, play button.
Alt plus A.
Tab, delete button.
Alt
tab, expand button.
Alt plus X.
Oh, and in your list on your previous calls.
Shift tab, play button.
Alt plus A.
You can play the call when you select it.
Tab, delete button.
You can delete it.
Tab, expand button.
Alt plus X.
Tab, echo 123, 38 seconds. Outgoing, contact, colon, echo 123, duration, colon, 38 seconds, date and time, colon, 2/18/2008, 1:37:33 p.m. Outgoing, contact, colon, echo 123, duration, colon, 38 seconds, date and time, colon, 2/18/2008, 1:12:27 p.m.
Now here's the original call, okay. So now you see we have two different
outgoing,
calls
contact,
in there.
Outgoing, contact, colon, echo 120, tab. Tab, edit, outgoing Skype voice call.
Okay. So basically, that's all there is to call burner. It's very simple to use, very simple to configure, like I said, and works very well. Excellent recordings, very high quality recordings. It is derived from Skylook, which Netrolia used to, well, they still do. They made for Outlook. And what it did was allow you to record. It was a plug-in to Outlook that would allow you to record Skype calls. And I guess a lot of people wanted the capability to do this that didn't use Outlook. So they decided to create the standalone program called CallBurner. And that's where we're at today. So we've now talked about the various different ways to record Skype conversations, anywhere from the very low-tech, which is just using a handheld recorder of some sort to record the call, or to record the calls using a sound editor of your choice with a microphone, you know, while the recording is, or while the conversation is going on, which is still fairly low-tech, but it does work. You can get pretty good call quality out of that, call recording quality out of that. Then I showed you that if you had the right sound card and the right drivers, you could get something like GoldWave to use the what you hear recording method or the stereo mix recording method, whatever your sound card calls it, which enables the sound card to record from all of its sources at once. And if you can get that to all work, which I did with GoldWave, you can record not only your Skype conversation, but you can also record whatever else is going on the PC. You know, if you're trying to train somebody, you can record what you're doing with JAWS or whatever. And in some cases, you know, that may work even better for you than, say, what CallBurner could do, because CallBurner just records your conversation and not other things that are going on the PC at the time. Then we talked about Pamela, and as we saw, Pamela, you know, looked like it, you know, could be quite intriguing. You know, we could do a lot with it, but unfortunately it's not accessible. And from what I've been told by others, Pamela Systems really has no interest in making it accessible either. There are newer versions out than what I showed you that may be less accessible, maybe more accessible. I'm not sure, so you'll have to try those on your own. And lastly here, I showed you CallBurner. I'm using version 1.36. There is an update currently out to version, I believe, 1.41, which I haven't installed yet. And probably has some slight differences in it, but probably nothing major, nothing that will affect accessibility. CallBurner, the CallBurner people will definitely listen to the blind community and what they need for accessibility, and have definitely bent over backwards to give it to us. So, this concludes my presentation here. And I will now happily take any questions or comments anybody may have. Thanks for listening.